Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins me. As you know, Stewart has been over 26 years now putting together a great newspaper of information relative to those who are 50 and over here in the D.C. metro area. Free. For free, he'll give you a copy of the Beacon newspaper, and you can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com, or you can pick up a free copy at any of 1,500 locations in the metro area, which, by the way, you can find where they are at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Or you can call them at
301-949-9766.
Again, that's 301-949-9766.
Thank you for that nice introduction, Eric.
Absolutely. So, Stuart, what are we going to cover today?
Let's talk about some health stories in terms of diet. We haven't talked about diet in a while.
Okay.
And when I say diet, I mean what we eat normally, of course, not just losing weight. So every time we eat carbohydrates, you know, our body releases glucose into the bloodstream. And that correspondingly raises our insulin in our blood. And those kinds of things make us hungry or not hungry or whatever, depending upon how we're doing, right?
Right.
So what's called a glycemic index, you probably heard that before. Most people know that term.
Sure.
That ranks foods by how quickly they're metabolized in your system and how quickly you're going to get hungry again after eating them, basically.
Right.
So if you have something that's really highly carbohydrate and it's quickly process in the body, it's like refined flour or something like that, it's going to spike your blood sugar and it's going to make you hungry again quicker.
Sure.
If you eat something that's like whole wheat or high fiber or something, it's going to take longer to digest and that will keep you fuller longer. So it's interesting to look up the glycemic index of various foods that you eat.
That makes good sense. I know that a friend of mine, he's lost 30 pounds by cutting out sugar out of his diet, and by eating only complex carbohydrates as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's made a difference in his life. I was very surprised to see him the other day. He looked about maybe 7-8 years younger than he is.
Wow.
And of course, he looks fit, and he says, I feel good, and you know, but he doesn't get to enjoy the things I enjoy, which is like Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Well, there are trade-offs.
There are trade-offs, right?
Right. Okay. But the question is, how much do you need to lose, and how quickly do you need to lose it? You know, if you just sort of still have your splurge once a week or something, you know, you can enjoy life.
Once a day is fine.
Yeah. Or once a day, or once an hour. So we have five tips on how to really make sure that you're staying with the higher glycemic index. The lower glycemic index.
Right.
And so one is the unrefined whole wheat grains kind of things. And that applies also to your snacks. You know, if you consider, I've been snacking now on popcorn because that's a whole grain, right?
Right.
If you don't put butter and stuff on it, it's good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Fiber, the same kind of thing. That's also where the popcorn comes in and dried fruit and nuts. They are processed more slowly and you're supposed to have 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. So look at the fiber content of the foods that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You can also pair your carbohydrates with protein because the carbs, as I say, are processed very quickly, but the protein is much more slowly. So that if you eat them together, that sort of slows down the whole process a bit and makes you fuller longer. Mm-hmm. Drizzle a little oil, you know, a healthy oil like olive oil on your bread, something like that. That, again, is that kind of pairing of something fast with something slow that will help keep you fuller longer.
So no butter. Instead, you go with olive oil?
Well, I'm suggesting that. Okay. I mean, you know, one can use limited amounts of that, but there's saturated fats, which are other problems there.
Straight from the lips of Dr. Stewart Rosenthal.
Yes, which I am not. I'm not even a nutritionist, but anyhow. And then, as I say, just take a look at the list. You can go online and you can get a list of the glycemic index of common foods, and that'll tell you something you might not know.
The Beacon newspaper, it's where you want to be for all information for those 50 and over. TheBeaconNewspapers.com for more information. Thank you, Stuart. I'm very happy to have Kay Bransford join me on the show today. As you all know, I started a nonprofit over the last 2 years called Widow Care, and widowcare.org is the website if you'd like to get more information on Widow Care, which is about serving widows in distress and enabling and empowering them to get back on their feet and stay active in society and be able to start the new season of their lives by having neighborly support, a connection, and a social network that Widow Care can provide. So Kay Bransford came out to a Widow Care event just in the last few weeks and spoke about a book. Really, it's a workbook for organizing your life. And it's not just for widows. It's for everybody. And it's called Memory Bank. And that's with a C. Memory Bank with a C. Kay Bransford joins me this morning to discuss her award-winning system to manage your documents, accounts, and assets.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, Kay, tell me, just give me a brief history about where this came from. What was the thought behind the book?
So the thought behind the book was that I am the youngest adult child in my family, and my parents had done all their planning. They had their estate plans, retirement plans. They were in a continuing care retirement community. And when their health started to fail, even though I held their power of attorney, I needed a lot of information to be able to really support them. Mm-hmm. And so I created this binder system, and I was working in marketing and business development mm-hmm. in a corporate job, and people kept seeing me with this binder to help my parents. And they started to ask me for it. And so I ended up being part of an AERP competition, mm-hmm. and I won an older adult-focused innovation for mm-hmm. the binder system I created. Mm-hmm. And that's what actually turned into the book you're looking at today.
Wonderful. So memorybank.com is where you can get more information. That's memorybank with a C.com. And you guys are selling the system that you're going to tell us a little bit more about on Amazon and other places as well. So tell us what exactly would happen by opening this book and following what it says.
So the book is designed to really help individuals create a roadmap to all their documents and their accounts and their assets. Mm-hmm. When we think about how our lives have changed with the internet, we have a lot more accounts to manage. When I grew up, we had one phone number we had to remember. Now we have home phone, mobile phone, work phones. There's so many more things to manage. So it prompts people through five different sections. The first is personal. Who's in your life? Who's your accountant? Who's your tax preparer? Who's your estate planner? The next, it takes you through all your financial accounts. Mm-hmm. So do you have banks? Do you have a retirement account? Do you have loans or a mortgage? And it also includes all the online access to those accounts. Mm-hmm. So you're really creating documentation around everything in your life. Then it goes through medical, household, online, as well as it has a host of additional information like subscriptions and memberships.
For those of us who have, like I have an app on my phone which holds all the passwords to everything. It's one app, and I have one password that opens that. Then all my passwords are within that, including my frequent flyer numbers and all that kind of thing. So I've got a single place that I can send somebody to on my phone. How does, this is a book. Do you have the ability to save all these documents, post them in a box or put them into the web, host them that way as well?
Yes. So we do have an electronic edition. Mm-hmm. It's a flash drive that prompts people through the collection of all the information. And the one thing is those apps are great, but if someone doesn't know your passcode to get into your app or forgets it, they won't have access to your information. So we try to create a place that is one, it's not a single point of failure. Mm-hmm. It gives people a way to get into all of the information that surrounds your life, not just those online passcodes or account numbers.
Okay, great. Now, a workbook for organizing your life. So different chapters within the book include how to use Memory Bank to fight information overload. So if you, again, have one place for yourself to go to, it's as important for your own skill and ability to retrieve important information as it is. You know, and I've got plenty of listeners here who are systematic to the nth degree, right? They've got their filing cabinet and they've got everything labeled. When I sit down to list a house with some of my listeners and I say, hey, I need the utility bills for the last 12 months. Is that all? Is the question sometimes? It's because they've got 10 years worth of all of them organized and stapled together and calculated and so on. So some of my clients in real estate who sell houses with me, they're very, very organized already. This is just going to help organize even their organization a little bit tighter. Probably very, very easy hand in glove kind of work with the Memory Bank system. For those who are a little bit more disorganized, and I'd probably put myself into that category where I tend to have things, I know where they are, but they're not in a very organized fashion for if I wanted to pass the baton on to the next mm-hmm. generation or to my my family. So you've got a personal section, financial section, online section, plus medical, household, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera section, and then the basics of estate planning. So, and you've got an estate attorney who's given some advice on that within the book.
Yes.
So this is this runs about, what does this run, about $20?
Yep, it's $19.95, and okay. If you go on Amazon or have Prime membership, mm-hmm. You can get it for much less.
Okay, that's memorybank.com for more information. Kay Bransford's been my guest on today's show. Remember, you can request our free right-sizing guide anytime and also listen to previous shows right here on the Eric Stewart Group website. That's ericstewartgroup.com. Kay Bransford, a pleasure, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Right back with more of the Eric Stewart Show right after this.